Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've got Culture Map guys coming up. We've got Five Star going to give us picks, and then we got News of the Weird. So this is basically our last segment that we can talk about some other stuff. Kyrie Irving came out with a video. He is not going to be able to play for New Jersey until if or when he gets his vaccine. That's the law that is going to take effect, and the owner is not standing behind him. Says Kyrie won't play. Sorry, beat it. Here's Kyrie. He feels like Kyrie's kind of a victim here, Lance.
Kyrie is very important. If you don't believe him, ask him. Kyrie considers himself, as you're going to find out here in the audio, inspiring and an influencer. And there's no one who's more important to Kyrie than Kyrie.
No.
And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember he was a flat earther for a little while, and then he backed off of that saying YouTube tricked him. So he's the guy who has been tricked by YouTube conspiracy theory videos.
Then he missed a bunch of games because he was on a Zoom call with a congresswoman from Idaho. And then he missed because he had a birthday party to go to.
He missed more birthday parties. And then he missed after January 6th. The Capitol was stormed.
Well, it affected him.
He needed some. Yeah.
So My daughter was there and she went back to work the next day.
Well,
you know, that 21-year-old girl.
Kyrie needed some personal days to process everything. Yeah.
Who was in the middle of it, heard gunshots, but I know it affected Kyrie more.
It did.
Yeah.
And Kyrie probably likes basketball. I don't know that look, I'll say, you say whatever you want. James Harden, it's hard not to see James Harden loves basketball. James Harden loves basketball. He works at his James Harden, you can say what you want, but James Harden works his ass off at basketball. You don't play like James Harden unless you work. Granted, the guy stays busy, not just with basketball, but he stays busy. He lives his best life. You can appreciate that.
Yeah.
You can appreciate it.
He wins. He's there, though. You know James is going to be there.
James is a horse. Yeah. Like, James shows up. He plays. And James wants to, and we know James is ring chasing right now. He wants nothing more than to win a championship. That's true. Whatever you think about James, he really wants to win it. That can't be this Kyrie stuff. And we'll hear from James in a second. But first, let's hear from Kyrie as he's now taking on a little bit of a martyr status, I think.
This wasn't an issue before the season started. This wasn't something that I foresaw coming where I prepared for it. And, you know, I had a chance to strategize on what was going to be best for me and my family. I came into the season thinking that I was just going to be able to play ball, you know, be able to use my talent to continue to, you know, inspire, influence people in the right way. Why are you putting it on me? You know, like this is not part of, you know, what's going on in conversations with scientists, physicians, and doctors. I'm just a hooper, right? Like I'm just a person who's being utilized as an example. For some odd reason, you know, people love to have my name in the mix of just some BS.
Well, you put it there, but that's cool. Like, I'm just a hoop. Now he's just a hooper, but any other time,
Why are you making an example of me? Because you won't get the vaccine.
Now he's just, I'm just a basketball player. Everybody else, don't call me just a basketball player. I'm much more than that.
Right.
Pick one, Kyrie. The fact is, you want to be more than a basketball player, so be more.
I thought he found out that the Earth was flat. He was a scientist.
Well, but that was YouTube
science. Or is that an explorer? He's more of an explorer? Or is he
one
of the people that
I don't know, but Kyrie is.
They get the measurements of the ground.
Kyrie just, there's lots of guys who take principled stands, and I'm fine with it. Kyrie is a guy that if this is your stance, that's fine, but just understand that you need to suffer the consequences of your stance because you have two states, one of them you play in, where you can't play. Mm-hmm. You can't play and you can't practice in your state on home games. There's not an employer in the world that is going to want to pay you full freight and is going to want to keep you on the team gumming up the chemistry for half the games. You had another Kyrie or no? Did you back him up together?
No, I think he played both of them.
Okay. But, I want to play James Harden. James was asked about Kyrie. And the end of this, the last, if as long as it's a soundbite, I think, at the very end, it's going to kind of send chills up your spine because it'll feel like Houston Rockets, James. Here, listen to James talking about his boy Kyrie.
I have no say-so in that. And, you know, I can only state my opinion and you know, we got to continue to move forward. You know, we all had conversations, you know, Sean, Steve, you know, me, KD, Kyrie, we all had conversations. Kyrie believes in his beliefs and he stands firm and strong on that. And for us, we respect it. You know, we all love Kai. But as far as us, we have a job to do.
Well, okay. There's another one that says, have you talked to Kyrie Irving? And he goes, no. And when I heard that.
Wait. He hasn't even talked to Kyrie Irving?
No, have you talked to him since all this stuff went down or something like that? He goes, no. It made me think of when James was done with a guy in Houston, you kind of had that feeling, whether it was because he's kind of, it's a little ominous, whether he was done with Kevin McHale or whether he was done with Dwight Howard or whether he was done with Chris Paul. You just get a feeling. And yesterday I got a feeling at the end of the soundbite that where he's asked about if he has talked to Kyrie lately, and he says no. James once won a title, and he knows Kyrie is bleeping it up for him. Now, James also mentions, hey, we got two guys on this team who are leaders. Look, if you have Kevin Durant and James Harden, you don't need Kyrie. Kevin Durant and James Harden, if you can't win a championship or compete for a championship.
No, but you're better with Kyrie.
With Kyrie, well, I would argue that maybe you're not. Because with you're better with Kyrie if it's Kyrie and KD, but James Harden likes to handle the ball. James Harden is at his best when the ball is in his hands. I would just tell you that I think Kyrie is superfluous in that offense. I don't think you need Kyrie Irving. I think that two MVPs and two of the best players on the face of the planet. If you say who are the four best players in basketball, you would comfortably get James Harden and Kevin Durant in the top four players in basketball. I think comfortably, if you're being honest, unless you just don't like James Harden. If you can't win with them, like, what do you have to have? What do you have to have if you can't win with those two guys? They don't have to have Kyrie.
Well,
the problem is
they can't
trade him.
We're better without Kyrie, that's for sure.
The Celtics were better without Kyrie, for sure.
Yeah.
Kyrie actually messed up their chemistry for a while, and then they kind of got it back, but it's never been all the way back. Here's the problem they have. You can't trade Kyrie. It's the same problem everywhere.
No. Yeah.
Kyrie is not really serious.
Well, and who's going to trade for him now that he can't play?
Ball is not the number one thing on Kyrie's mind, which is fine if that's going to be that way. But don't expect teams to buy into you as a guy that they want to pay max dollars to if ball's not number one on your mind and you can't even play all the games.
Yeah.
There is no value for Kyrie. And you know what? Even if he does get vaccinated, there's a lot of teams who won't want to mess with him. Remember, this is the same guy who opted out of the basketball season when everyone else went into the bubble. He opted out. But then he was pissed off that he couldn't go hang out in the bubble because he tried to hang out in the bubble and the league said, no, if you're not, there was no vaccine. Remember, there was no vaccine, the bubble. But if you're not playing, you can't be here. This is very strict. We can't even cross a certain line to get a pizza without you getting kicked. You know, the Rockets have guys getting, you know, pulled off the roster for going too far to get a pizza. It was very, very, very serious. And Kyrie Irving wanted to just go hang out in the bubble. And when they said he couldn't hang out in the bubble, do you remember what he did? He tried to lead the vote to shut down the bubble.
Yeah.
Like, social justice has got to be our focus. We need to shut down the season. And the player said, well, we actually are going to be on television all the time and we can wear messages and we can actually get our message out there. No. Guys, our focus, we need to be in the streets. marching and not playing basketball. And they're like, you're saying this because they're not letting you in the bubble to hang out. Stop, Kyrie. Stop messing with our money. That's one of the things that actually happened last year. So you'll forgive me, the guy who was going around flat earthy and everything and then like tried to back off of it 2 years later. Oh, don't be saying that. I just got tricked by a YouTube video.
Okay. I'm not.
Kyrie is, like, to me, Kyrie's a joke. I mean, I personally think he's a phenomenal basketball player, but a total joke.
You're making
joke.
Him the victim again. I mean,
that's the way he wants it. I'm good. Good
no,
for you.
No, he says people are criticizing. You're just criticizing Kyrie.
I'm just a baller. What?
And he's just sitting there.
I'm just sitting here. I'm just trying to play basketball. I'm not trying. No, you're not. You're no. taking so many. You're taking so many. Like.
Listen, he doesn't want
to. I mean, God forbid. I mean, look.
Do you think he wants to be a robot? Do you think he wants the government.
Who takes
to
more Fridays put, off, him or Charlie?
Do you think that he wants the government putting a chip in him? No.
No. Oh, okay. He 100% thinks
he thinks
chip.
That. Oh, yeah, there's
a 0% chance that he doesn't think that he's either going to be intentionally sterilized or a chip is being implanted.
Yeah,
there's a 0% chance that he doesn't feel like the government is in on that. That this is a whole setup. That this probably isn't real.
No. Yeah. No.
Kyrie probably thinks this is all. These numbers are nothing. Is everything's fake? Everything's been fake. Moon landing. You think he believes in moon landing?
No.
No
he's
chance,
said
right?
He doesn't. I think that he's on record of that.
9/11 truther was an inside job. The
I don't
9/11 does he go that far?
I don't know.
But yeah. You think the moon landing Kyrie is going to be that's in a studio somewhere,
it's a
right?
Lock. It's a lock.
What about where does he stand on the envelope, the frozen envelope for Patrick Ewing?
I don't
where
know.
Do you stand?
I don't think he. Oh, that was absolutely a
frozen envelope. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's the one that I get. I'm not a conspiracy. That's the one that I'm like, that sounds like that's accurate.
All right. We're going to talk what you can do this weekend in the city of Houston next, right here on ESPN. The Culture Map boys are going to be in here. In the meantime, I want to talk about Jeff Aronoff and what you can do with your house and what you can do with your business and what you can do, how you can make it better, how you can improve the value, how you can, and yeah, just live it in a better place. How about that? I don't know if you haven't upgraded. In 10, 15, and listen, it's got to be a big job, but there are things that you can do in your home, in you know, with the cabinets and the countertops and the vanities that are going to make it so much richer, so much better. And Jeff Aronoff does that. Outdoor patios and kitchens that make it so much more valuable, because people don't want, if you're going to eventually sell that, and eventually you will. It's a house, okay? It is where you raised your kids or blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, you have sentimental value to you, but you got to add value to it. Otherwise, it just is not, it's not, you're not going to get, it's probably the biggest investment that you've had in your life. And oh, by the way, it's not going to improve in value if you don't add anything, especially 10, 15 years. So call Jeff Aronoff, let him come and give you an estimate of what it's going to take for you to improve the value of that home. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Lance Erline here to tell you about Simple Seats. So Simple Seats is, that's how I went to game one of the playoffs. Do not have a media pass for the playoffs. So how am I going? Oh, I got to buy seats. Where am I going to get those tickets? Well, I want to get the best price absolutely possible. And Simple Seats is the easy, easy choice. Now, this is a local. I'm not telling you this isn't the place to go right now to get your comedians or to go to a game outside of the state or outside of the city. That's not what we're doing. Other than A&M football games, Texas, you've got Dynamo, Cougars, you've got obviously the Texans and the Astros. And right now I want you to focus on game one and game two of the ALCS. They've got tickets available in every single section that you can imagine there. And that is where I'm going once again to buy my playoff tickets. There's never a fee, no fees, just great seats with no fees and the lowest prices that you are going to pay for local tickets anywhere that you can find. And that is a lock. Use promo code Lance10. They're going to give you a $10 off of your purchase. Anything over $25, which let's face it, you're going to be over $25 for the playoffs. So go to simpleseats.com, use promo code Lance10.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, bringing in the boys from Culture Map, editor and food editor, Stevie D, and Eric Sandler here in studio with us. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us. I'm always amazed. Every week I feel like someone's going to tell us this is the last week. But always happy to be here.
Well, that's that's,
I'm a pessimist. I guess
you are.
A little bit of a pessimist.
So what's happening on the food scene this week?
Well, there's a lot of fun things happening on the food scene. The thing that I kind of want to bring to people's attention is the new Texas Monthly list of the top 50 barbecue joints in the state is dropping Monday morning. So if you have a barbecue restaurant that you like, maybe it was on the list last time, like Ragel's, the Pit Room, Gatlin's. Maybe
ready.
It's someplace that opened and was on their 25 best new, like Bar Brothers or Fijis. If you really like that restaurant, you should probably go to it this weekend, because once that list comes out on Monday, everyone in Texas is going to be reminded of how much they like barbecue, and they're going to flood these restaurants, and it's crazy pants for 6 months.
The wife, she wants to do the all 50 this year.
She likes barbecue that much?
I think she likes it, but she just wants to hit all 50. I mean, she's always on diet. Why are you telling me we're going to drive around? I think it's an excuse to go hiking around the state of Texas.
Well, yeah,
because I think it's a hiking thing.
Because that's going to take you, because there's Vera's in Brownsville, there's Heavy Maze
in
Lubbock.
She wants to go around. She's using this as an excuse. I see her work.
What are our restaurants that are, is Pit Room on there all the time?
Well, so the Pit Room was on the last one. We don't know what's going to be on.
Right.
So last time, Pit Room, Ragel's, Gatlin's, Truth Barbecue, their Brenham location, because the Houston one hadn't opened, Killen's, Corkscrew, Tejas Chocolates.
Pinkerton?
Yes, Pinkerton's, yes. And, you know, so... You know, and Pinkerton's has opened a new location in San Antonio. So will the Houston location stay on? Will they do San Antonio instead? Will they do both? A lot of questions, a lot of speculation. We'll find out Monday morning.
Blood Brothers is getting a lot of love nationally right now. They got a restaurant in Vegas, and a New York Times just featured.
Yeah, the New York Times just published a list of the 50 most exciting restaurants in America, and Blood Brothers is the Houston representative. And I had some pushback on our Facebook comments, like, oh, barbecue, Texas, so stereotypical. It's like, no. Nobody makes barbecue like the Blood Brothers does. And if you've never been out to their restaurant in Bel Air, you know, Thai green curry boudin, gochujang pork ribs, Chinese bao, you know, with brisket in it.
Those dudes are awesome.
Those dudes are great.
I love Robbie as the DJ at Rio whenever they have the booze cans. But they also, it'll be interesting to see who makes it from the city, because you mentioned a lot of the heavy hitters from the city already, if they all stay on the list.
Well, and everything has gotten bigger and better statewide. You know, there's new restaurants in San Antonio and Fort Worth and in small towns. You know, guys who've worked, you know, at restaurants here that go into East Texas and open a place. So, you know, a lot of speculation. We'll find out Monday morning.
Any other big news this weekend?
Well, I do want to give people a couple of dining suggestions just very briefly. Okay. The first one is Southern Yankee Craft House. This is a new brew pub in Montrose. They have a brewery up in Spring. They've now opened. It's a restaurant. They have pizza, small plates. I had these really great pork belly bites, a good pepperoni pizza, nice fish and chips, a peanut butter porter that I really enjoyed, a Mexican lager. So I know, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago. Hay Merchant is closing at the end of the year. Craft beer fans are up in arms. If you're in that Montrose Museum District area, like, this could be your new spot. Like, this could be your kind of Hay Merchant.
What's the name of it again?
It is Southern Yankee Craft House. It is on West Alabama, right near St. Thomas.
Okay. Nice.
And then one fine dining suggestion, Alba Ristorante. This is the restaurant at the Hotel Grand Duca in Uptown Park. The chef is Maurizio Ferrarese, who was at Quattro at the Four Seasons for many, many years. This is a very elegant restaurant. It's only 9 tables. That means it's small. Mm. It's quiet. You get a lot of personal attention. I had a delightful short rib ravioli last night and an incredible osso buco risotto. And it's just, I mean, this is you know, full freight. Like, you're going to pay a lot of money to dine here. But it's one of those things people always ask me about. Date night, someplace quiet, someplace we can actually talk to each other and enjoy each other's company. This is it. This is your Alba Ristorante.
And Brane will take care of you when you're there. You know him?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's great.
He's awesome. Awesome guy. Yeah. We ate eaten at the Cavour before, but that's now it's Alba.
Yeah, now it's Alba.
Alba. Okay. All right. And Stevie D, what's going on?
Nice. Well, obviously, guys, we know what the biggest sports story in town is, but there's another sports thing happening downtown. Saturday, 10 a.m., Rockets have Fan Fest. get a chance to go open practice, meet the guys, meet Clutch. Bun B's going to have his Trill Burgers out there. Trey the Truth's going to have his ice cream out there. If you're already downtown hanging out for the game, you might want to check that out. Now, the hottest ticket that's not Houston Astros, Immersive Van Gogh. Now, Lance, you and I talked about this.
I'm going today.
You're going today.
I got it for my family. I bought them a while back.
Okay, I went to a sneak preview of it. You're going to love it. It's not gimmicky. It's totally blends high art, animation.
The Britmore location?
Britmore location. Yeah. The music is phenomenal. Even the floor is part of the experience. And I just got off the phone with the publicist. They love us so much. This is literally the hardest ticket to get in town.
Yeah.
You guys want to determine which caller gets two tickets?
Sure.
Yeah. We got an intern out there that's actually from Beaumont and is a Boston fan. So make a caller number like 80.
700.
Yeah. No, go 12. Caller number 12, 713-780-3776.
What about caller number 4 for how long the series will take?
What about...
Oh.
Well, you just dabbed on everybody. Don't dab.
Yeah, I dabbed on people.
No, yep. Caller number 12 to make him work because he's a Boston fan. 713-780-3776. Caller number 12. Okay. Call in now.
We can just give it to Gilbert and watch what happens.
Gilbert's on hold right now. So whoever wants to go, caller number 12.
Yeah, speaking of downtown, if you're already downtown, Kane Brown with Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, and Restless Road. Kane Brown, big rodeo appearance. He's back in town. That's Friday. Rock of Ages, if you're into theater, this is a really, really hot show. It's an 80s musical. The music numbers are really, really fantastic. That's happening at Hobby Center Performing Arts. And Saturday, if you aren't lucky enough, do we have game time yet for Saturday? They said it was TBD.
Yeah, not yet.
So if you're not going to the game, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Princess Bride and Top Gun at Rooftop Cinema. I would catch the double show. I mean, sit outside, have a pop, watch two movies outside. Yeah, I would do that.
Well, you're restricted to one pop? You're going to have one pop?
I'm trying to lose my girlish have figure. Get back, my girlish have figure
pops.
Back here.
Pops. No, a pop.
Now you fixed it.
Why
I fixed
are you restricting
it for you.
Me?
I fixed it for you, Steve.
How are you doing?
If you want to drink 17 Coors Light.
That's right. Why are you gonna put a low number on it? All right. 928, guys, we appreciate it. As always, culturemap.com. Find these guys at culturemap.com. Find all your great stuff in Houston there. When we come back, Five Star. Five Star is going to be with us to give us picks. But first, that's not a jab, Lance.
Well, no, I know it's not. And what an amazing transition, once again, to Site Jab. I never even saw, you guys might probably didn't see that coming. Actually, I want to tell you about Site Jab. Speaking of jabs, yeah. Sitejab.com, SiteJab.com. Hector Garcia, the owner, he is a boxing fan. That's why the name Jab is out. That's actually a true story. But so in a way, John's right. But Sitejab is a company who not only builds the website, but they also they can professionally film videos for you, put those videos on your site. They create a ton of different content for you, social media management, logo and branding, and, of course, integrate the e-commerce into your website. So there's so much that they do from start to finish to help make your small to medium-sized business more profitable. That's the bottom line. Go to sitejab.com, sitejab.com, and take advantage of their great prices from a local company, sitejab.com.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
And you can bet on yourself in the bedroom. Maybe you're having some struggles and you wouldn't be betting on yourself, and maybe you'd have lost if you bet on yourself in the bedroom. But not if you go to GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. Have that confidence. Have knowing that you're going to be ready, knowing that you're going to have, that intimacy that you're looking for. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. At GetRoman.com, you have a straightforward process that is discreet and free two-day shipping. It'll be there in a hurry. Get started. It's simple. GetRoman.com/John. You complete the online visit. You talk to a doctor, a U.S. healthcare professional. You go to GetRoman.com/John now. Get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. It's GetRoman.com/John.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios,
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to get some winners. Five Star is here for you, and he is about, you're about to cash in, because Five Star has been pretty damn good on the show. Five Star, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Always great to talk to you guys.
Man, we appreciate you being here again, giving out winners. You know, a lot of guys won't do this. They'll just say, give us a call, 1-800-676-5200 or whatever that number is, right? And they're trying to lure you in. Yet Five Star will give you picks. It's what he does.
Just follow him on Twitter.
That's right. Yeah. If you follow him on Twitter.
At Five Star in Vegas.
You can do that in Vegas. And he will give you those picks.
So before we get into the picks, one of the most important things about handicapping is that you take a look at why you win. So maybe in games that you win, but you watch them and you know that you shouldn't have won them. You take a look at that and you figure out what you should have done differently. Games you lose, you got to figure out why you lost on that one, because maybe you have to what happens is you have to recalibrate your opinions of teams. A lot of times games you lose, but you know you have the right side, you have to remember that too so that you can factor that one away. I would say on this one, on the Alabama loss, because I was all over Alabama, it was a reminder to me, Five Star, that when you see something that looks so obvious in one week's game, sometimes you have to let it go and trust the potential for a game not to be represented by the previous week's game.
And I think,
although I'd never seen Calzada.
Well, Five Star, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think your Notre Dame pick went off of the Wisconsin game, but you know the Toledo games and what was the other game that Notre Dame played looked like crap. Oh, Florida State.
Yeah,
it looked like crap, but they looked good against Wisconsin. I think maybe we got into a trap there.
Well, that's why you recalibrate. Yes, that's why you have to recalibrate sometimes.
Right. Yes, definitely. With the Alabama game, those type of games, guys, you can always just say you have to just take that one as one that you got to ride with, man. You never can fret about being with the best. Anytime you're betting with the best and something happens, it doesn't usually happen. You know that game could have been played 1,000 times again. Zach Cazalvis would never have that type of game again. You guys know that. I'm sure everyone felt like after Alabama went up 7 points that the game was over with. You know, in the fourth quarter, he made an amazing drive. You know, props to him. Props to Jimbo Fisher for calling the right plays and, you know, utilizing that star tight end that they have. And it was a great game played by Texas A&M. All you can do is a bear just tip your hat, man. I trust my formula. I trust what I do. So when you lose games like Alabama, anytime you're betting with the best, man, and you have an upset like that, hey, man, you just got to stick to what you do. You got to trust your form, trust the plan, trust what you usually do, because 99% of the time that game's going to go the other way, and you guys know that. So you can't fret over things like that when it's one in a million type things that happen. We know what type of numbers that the quarterback for A&M had. He was throwing, man, under 135 yards per contest, about 53%. Hey, man, you know, every dog gets his day. He had a lucky game. He had a great game. He stepped up. He played. You know, props to him. But I'm never going to fret over losing with Alabama against A&M first half. You know what I mean?
All right. Let's talk about this week. And here's two bounce-back games. Will A&M be able to bounce back and be able to focus and go to Missouri in a letdown situation after they just played their championship last weekend, and now they got to play again this week against Missouri. And then there's Texas taking on Oklahoma State, and they're a 5-point favorite. How will they bounce back after that huge loss?
Well, off the dome on both of those games, I haven't really crunched the numbers, but just from eye test on both of those games, I agree with you. It's a great spot play actually on both of those games. If I had to lean either side, I'd definitely take Missouri against A&M going on the road, +9. Those kids probably at the time of their life this week, they probably, you know, were partying all week, everywhere they were going, people telling them how great they are. It's the biggest win and probably in the history of the school since Manziel did it when they went to Alabama and won. So I definitely would be on Missouri +9 on that game, just off the eye test alone. Missouri isn't a bad team at all. They have a lot of weapons on the outside, a good running game. Their coach is pretty sound. So I definitely on the road. There's no way I'm giving up 10 points with A&M against really anyone in the SEC except for probably Vanderbilt. So definitely coming off a win against Alabama, I would go with Missouri plus 9. And as far as Texas with Oklahoma State, I'm very interested. We all are dealing with the first year of watching Sark. We got to see how it's going to go, man. It was looking fabulous in the first half. I mean, they had the game completely under control. He looked like the best coach on the field. And then, you know, by the end of the game, Lincoln Riley showed you why he's Lincoln Riley. So with that game, I'm very interested. I don't have a strong opinion on whether Texas will cover against Oklahoma State or vice versa. I'm more interested in seeing how what kind of response we get from the Longhorns and how Sharp deals with adversity with that team.
What's your favorite picks this week?
Yeah, let's get your top three. What are your three favorite college games this week?
Definitely, the first one would be Syracuse. It's a Friday night game. Syracuse plus 13.5 against Clemson. Everyone knows Coach Dino Babers' history against Dabo Sweeney. The Clemson D's only allowing 12 points a game, but Syracuse had just as formidable a defense. They're actually allowing less yards passing than the Tigers, and about the same rushing yards as Clemson. On the other side of the ball, Oregon's Orange men are averaging 100 more yards than Clemson, man, on offense. The Syracuse offense just received a spark, man, when they inserted Garrett Schrader in. And their freshman running back, Sean Tucker, man, he's huge. He's 6 yards a carry. He's already amassed 800 yards on the ground. He's accounted for 11 touchdowns, 9 on the ground, 2 through there. And the offense, as you know, with Clemson, has been just like the quarterback, DJ Uagali, his play's been ugly. He only has 3 touchdown passes, man, to go along with 3 interceptions this season. So Clemson can't run the ball either. So definitely, man, you guys know how zany Friday nights are. At the Cherry Dome, Clemson is 2-5 against the spread the last 7 meetings with Dino Babers and his crew. So definitely I'm on Syracuse plus 13.5 on Friday night. I also like Baylor minus 6.5 at home against BYU. Not only is the number played, because I'm sure the books are bagging a lot of people to take that touchdown in BYU since they're the ranked team. They're number 19 going to Baylor. Baylor's been quite impressive lately, man. They routed West Virginia last week. I've always liked Coach Dave Aranda a lot. He has a team hitting on all cylinders. He finally has the right quarterback with Jerry Bohannon. He's just been fabulous, man. Him and your boy Matt Corral of Ole Miss, they're the only QBs to have over 1,000 yards passing with no interceptions. He has 11 touchdowns, 0 INTs. He's completing 67% of his passes. He's got playmakers all over the field. And I think it's going to be difficult for BYU to move the ball on Baylor. They pretty much their quarterback, Jaren Hall, he loves the big plays, but he's not a consistent passer. He's only passing like 59% of his throws. He likes to go deep to wide-out Gunnar Romney. And I don't see Romney getting open against the Bears' press coverage. I think Baylor's going to give BYU a rude introduction to the Big 12. And I like Baylor. They're 3-0. They're 3-0 at home, pardon me. 4-2 against the spread. 8-2 against the spread in the last 10 games under Aranda. So definitely got Baylor plus 6.5. And the third one would definitely be Michigan State minus 4.5 in Indiana, guys. Michigan State's one of the most underrated teams in college football. The book just keeps giving us money with them. Last week, they were minus 5 on the road to Rutgers, you know, blew the doors on them. I love Coach Mel Tucker, what he brings to East Lansing. He can coach, he can recruit, and he finally has the right guys in the mix. You know, he has Peyton Thorne. He's rock solid, man. 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions at quarterback. His high school teammate, Jaden Reed, is a touchdown waiting to happen at wide out and returning punts. And then the edge receiver on the other side, Jalen Ayers, is a straight baller, man. He's going to play in the NFL. And maybe the best player on the whole offense is their Wake Forest transfer, the running back, Kenneth Walker III, who's amazing, man. If you watch the tape on him, he's always the best player in all the games they play so far on the tape.
He's been unbelievable.
Best player on the tape every week. Yeah, so I like Michigan State minus 4.5 a lot, man. It's a payback game. As you know, the Hoosiers and Bears sparted last year, 24-0 to East Lansing. And this year, Michigan State's going to take back the old brass Spittoon trophy back to Michigan, man. Indiana's 1-4 against the spread this year. And their starting quarterback, Michael Penix, is out. Expect Spartan to lay the beat down on Indiana.
The old Oaken Spittoon, that's what it's called? Is that?
Yeah. Hey, it's the old brass spittoon. Do you know what the hell a spittoon is?
Yeah. People used to dip and chew. That's what you spit into.
Hey, any thoughts on Navy and Memphis? Navy They covered against U of H. They played SMU tough. Any chance they stay with Memphis tonight, catching 11?
I would actually have to take maybe on that game. Man, I really don't like handicapping the academies, dude, because they're so hard to handicap, because you don't know if the defensive coordinator that they're facing has enough sense to take out the option. You know, my coach, not saying it's the same level, but my coach in high school, option teams had no chance against us the way we played. It was always assignment ball where no matter whether they hand it off, pitch it, whatever, you're assigned to the quarterback, the dive, or either the pitch. A lot of these defensive coordinators don't play it this way, man. You don't really understand how they're going to handle that option until you see the game play. So I try to stay away from academy games. But off the dome, I would have to definitely say maybe, because I don't see Memphis getting them off the field. You know, I don't see Memphis getting them off the field. Navy's going to grind it out and hold the ball, and they're going to use so much of the clock. Memphis won't ever be able to get comfortable in what they like to do, which is the speed offense, to hurry up, you know, and getting the rhythm going. So I would definitely have to take Navy with the points on that game.
There it is. It's 5-star. At 5-star in Vegas is the follow on Twitter. He'll give you picks. How about that? He's just giving away picks. He's doing all the work, and you get all the money. That's crazy.
He's actually in Vegas grinding away.
Yeah. It's not a great business model, 5-star, but...
Hey, who do you like in the who do you like in the Astros-Red Sox series, by the way? Series bet.
Oh, man, I'm all on the Astros. I'm all on the Astros. I think the Astros.
What if McCullers is out? What if McCullers is out? What do you do?
It doesn't matter, because that was the matchup that the Astros were dreaming about. We have two factors on that that's going to make a big difference. One, both of the teams are basically the same. They're going to try to out-hit you. And I don't see anyone out-hitting the Astros, even the Red Sox. So they needed to play them, because that way the pitching game wasn't as big of a factor. With the Rays, luckily for the Astros and for Red Sox fans, the Rays had an off-pitching series against them. But, you know, I was afraid of the arms that the Rays had. So I feel like the Astros are in a great position with or without McCullers, because that series is going to pretty much come down to bats. And like I said, I trust the Astros' bats against anyone, man. So I would definitely lean the Astros in that series. And also, we don't have to worry about the fans with the cheating chants and all of that stuff, because we all know Alex Cora's history with our organization. So,
yeah, it'd be interesting if the fans don't, like, if the fans aren't very self-aware. If they start trying to boo, like, whoa, y'all know.
No, you know they're going to give.
Well, wait, Alex Cora was out of baseball for a year.
Alex Cora, a standing ovation, and they're going to boo Altuve mercilessly. You know that.
It's the most hypocritical, crazy thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is.
Oh, it's hilarious. That's why one of my biggest bets on MLB this whole season was the last game, Astros against White Sox. It was +105, man. It was, you know, like taking candy from a baby, man. It was. Easy after all of the stuff from shrimp tempura that he had to say about our mighty Astros, and I love the way the guys responded. Man, Altuve is you know, he's a Captain America in Houston, man, just like J.J. Watt was, man. Great dude. You know, he does everything right, and he represents the city and organization well, man. Hopefully they can re-sign Correa. I don't know how they're going to do it, but, hey, man, we're all the Houston fans hoping so.
Don't be afraid to wear your Astros stuff in Vegas.
No,
don't be afraid.
Get it. 5-star, we appreciate it, man, as always. Thanks for hanging. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
I've just put down my Michigan State Syracuse bets.
Yeah, I like those. I also like when people come and haul off vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I like when people do that. Carsforkids.com. Not if they're just tow truck drivers just going and pulling your stuff, you know, off the street and you didn't ask them to. I don't like that. But if it's carsforkids.org and you are trying to get rid of your vehicle because you don't want it there anymore and you found a way to get rid of your vehicle without even having to pay, well, that's Cars for Kids. And they don't listen. Sometimes it's not a sexy thing. Sometimes you got a beaten up truck that you just want to get rid of, or you want a motorcycle that doesn't run anymore and you can't do anything with it. Cars for Kids will come out there. They'll pick it up for you. They'll haul it off. They'll give you a $50 gift card when you mention you heard about it from ESPN 97.5, and they'll give you a tax write-off. So you can write off the car and not the kid. Imagine that, making money on getting rid of your vehicle. It's never been easier. And if your car's a pile of junk, they don't care. They'll take it off the lot for you. So make sure that you go to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
have them come out and get your vehicle right off the car, not the kid. Carsforkids.org.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:51. We got to be quick here with because we got a lot of good stories here. Have you ever heard of the term zumping?
No, but that doesn't sound good.
It's breaking up with someone over Zoom. You're dumping them. You're zumping them. Now there's a new one.
What?
It's probably going to be called cumping.
What's that?
Uncomfortable word.
What's that?
It's breaking up with them over Cameo. Matthew.
Oh, I've seen it happen before. Yeah.
Yeah. Matthew Perry says, yeah, you want me to tell your wife you want a divorce? I'll do it.
I'll cump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That is an uncomfortable word.
Yeah.
Cumping.
Cumping. It's awfully close to a lot of. Yeah. No. It's not a great word.
Just not sure on that one.
You know what is also not great? An Indiana principal is under fire. Apparently, they give out awards to the kids, and he gave out the award for the most annoying kid in school.
Is somebody upset about this?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, the parents of the kid who's autistic.
Okay. Now that is the twist that I didn't see coming, because what I was going to say is, if somebody gave snacks that award or made
annoying?
Yeah, you know, I get it. Yeah, I didn't know you were going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that twist coming. I should have. It's news of the weird. I thought that's a tough one.
Congratulations to the state of Colorado. It's tied for the state with the fewest shark attacks. and the Colorado governor is, big ups to us.
I would too. That's awesome. Yeah, I'd lean into that.
Yeah.
Hey, you tired of getting attacked by sharks? Come to Colorado. Although here's a little secret: people in Colorado hate when you come there. Like, they hate Texans because we kind of overrun them in the summer.
Yeah.
A lot of Texans buy houses up there that they rent out, and they drive the property up where it's harder. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
No. Congratulations. Fewest.
But with the shark attacks, I mean, I'm not taking chances.
Apparently, a man has been, he's found guilty, Lance. Apparently, he found a different way to kill his wife.
Cumping?
No, he rented some deadly cobras and put them in the house.
Oh. That's called the Kill Bill. And that is exactly why this segment needs to happen, because not only, you're looking at that as news of the weird. I'm looking at that as like when Culture Map comes in, kind of informative. Did you know about that way to kill someone?
No, I didn't know about that.
Hey, how'd these cobras get here?
Yeah.
Gotta go, honey.
The more you know.
There it is.
Good Samaritan stopped to help a stranger fix his bike.
Oh, that's nice.
When he realized it was his own that had been stolen.
Oh, how did you play that off?
What if Gilbert stopped? I'm sure it would have to be, because Gilbert, he says the black guy stole his bike.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert... See, I don't think Gilbert would stop to help a black guy fix his flat tires. I think that would be, I'm pretty
stop
sure that wouldn't happen.
Stop on from what? If Gilbert's bike got stolen, what's he going to stop if Gilbert doesn't
his
drive?
His bike has been stolen.
0% chance he drives. Well, you know that.
Right. A sophisticated ancient feces shows that humans enjoyed beer and blue cheese 2,700 years ago.
Makes sense. Not on the blue cheese, but the beer I get.
What? The beer? How did they know how to make beer?
They don't know how to make beer forever.
2,700 years?
Aaron's a beer guy. He knows.
Aaron, 2,700 years ago, did you know that they had beer?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Beer's 2,700 years old.
Yeah.
What about blue cheese? Lance, do you want some blue cheese and beer?
Not blue cheese.
You hate blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese sucks.
Blue cheese is
I want to
awesome.
Like blue cheese, and I just there's something about the flavor I just can't get behind.
That's the worst, because
unless
blue cheese
it's a
is awesome.
Super
a wedge
mild,
salad is the best.
Super mild blue cheese. And why do we act like blue cheese with wings is the thing? That's just ranch dressing. Like, it doesn't taste like nasty blue cheese that I
No,
that
you got to get ranch. There's no question about that. We're done. I'm off tomorrow. So it's Lance, and I don't know. Is Belle joining you? You don't know?
I don't know. He's trying to say he's got a very strict speaking.
He can only be on it for 9 minutes.
He can only be on it for a certain amount of time every week.
Yeah. So we'll figure out.
I'd love it if Bell would come in, but you know, he's trying to use this speaking thing, this
whatever
this fake number that he has where he can't go over a certain number.
All right, we're done. Charlie's next right here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And Charlie's no underdog, is he, Lance?
No, and Underdog Fantasy is...
He's a favorite.
Underdog Fantasy is no underdog. They call themselves Underdog Fantasy probably because they were not one of the first ones into the daily fantasy game, but I think they're doing it better than anyone, if I'm being honest with you. And I've played. I've been on the other sites in years past, but Underdog Fantasy, I love the design. It's a simple, clean design. It looks good. But most importantly, they have the games that I like playing, and they make it easy to get in and get your draft going. And that's another thing I love. Okay, I get that salary cap stuff, there's different strategies to that. You know what? At Underdog, you still got to have drafts. Like, you get to draft, even if you're going head-to-head against someone or you're going in a six-person draft, you get to actually draft. So your skill in terms of evaluating and drafting, man, it's such a big, big advantage. So underdogfantasy.com, whether you're playing the pick 'em, the over-under game or the rivalry game, or you're doing daily fantasy like Thursday night game tonight, underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio. You're going to get a $25 bonus on top of what you already deposit. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.